I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In this universe, there's only one absolute. Everything freezes.
I'm keeping it real.
Pat Riley is a hypocrite.
They murdered the Miami Heat.
Freezes.
You might be seeing the end of Dwayne Wade's career here.
I mean, you can't fix old.
Freezes.
Hey!
All right, that means our pal is Fred Siegel. He runs Freezing Cold Takes at Old Takes Exposed on Twitter. Hey, Fred.
Hey.
There he is, man. There he is. Was week two a big success as far as the Freezing Cold Takes department?
It was okay. Look, I looked for a long while, and I looked hard for someone who picked the Dolphins to beat the Patriots.
No, come on. Nobody did that.
No, not one person did.
Yeah, like not one person did that. Before we get to the Freezing Cold Takes, give us some quick thoughts here for Amber specifically about the Gators, Kentucky Saturday night. Go.
Well, they looked terrible for the first three quarters of the game. The offensive line stinks. But hey, we pulled it out. We got lucky. I think everybody at UF fans are a little bit, I hate to say it, like excited that there's new blood in a quarterback.
Okay. All right.
Even though it was bad, what happened to the starting quarterback, Franks, because it's exciting when someone new comes in.
Okay.
And especially when your other quarterback was inconsistent.
Okay. And as far as Miami is concerned, the U is back, right?
I like Miami. I mean, I really do. I think that they're going to be favored in every single game they play the rest of the year.
Do you think so? Even after the performance against North Carolina, you think like definitely the rest of the games are going to be favored? Yeah,
I do. I truly believe it. Look who they play.
I mean,
play anybody worth. There's not one team in the top 25 on that.
Virginia. Virginia's top 25. Virginia.
Oh, they are. They are, but they play Virginia at home, so they will be favored.
Okay,
favored by 4 points.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it.
And at FSU, they'll be favored by 6.
Can FSU fire Willie Taggart midseason?
They will near the end of the season.
They're going to owe him
if they continue to go this way.
Dollars.
Wow, that's so much money.
Oh, they're going to fire him. I mean, there's no way they can keep him.
All right,
it won't happen.
All right, give us the best Freezing Cold Takes on the weekend. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay, Dave Gettleman, the general manager of the Giants, on Eli Manning.
Yes.
Keeping Eli wasn't a hard decision. This narrative that Eli is overpaid and can't play is a crock. I'm telling you.
Well, when did he say that?
This was in March. March of 2015.
So it took two games to bail on that crock, huh? I mean, seriously, you can't call something a crock and then 2 weeks later it happens, right? Like, what's the line on calling something a crock? And then it happens. How many weeks need to go by, you think?
8.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I still would have ridiculed it on the show.
Oh, okay. All right,
it was 8.
What else? And of course, for people just tuning in right now, Daniel Jones was named the starter this morning. Pat Shurmur named Daniel Jones the New York Giants starter. So Eli Manning's career is essentially over. All right, go ahead, Fred.
Okay. Anthony Beck is a former tight end in the NFL.
Right.
And he's one of these announcers on ESPN. He said on January 2018, if Lamar Jackson opens his options to multiple positions, he'll play sooner in the NFL. If he commits to quarterback, it's going to be a while.
Yeah, that's obviously a bad one. I mean, everyone's having a lot of fun with the Lamar Jackson stuff, but what's his name? Bill Polian takes the cake, right, Fred?
Yes, Bill Polian and Mel Kiper.
What did Mel Kiper have to say?
I don't have the exact quote, but he was obsessed with Lamar Jackson's throwing percentage in college.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Polian
was not.
Yeah, Bill Polian was essentially just telling you he's not an NFL quarterback. And then remember, we found out that he does work for certain players and not for others, right?
That's right. And Bill Polian is still living off the fact that he picked Peyton Manning one, which everyone, pretty much most people, were going to do anyway,
right,
over Ryan Leaf in the 1998 draft.
Right.
As if you would have turned down Peyton Manning. I mean, it was the majority of people wanted Manning to be picked.
All right.
Number one.
What else?
Booger McFarland also said something about Lamar Jackson. I may have said something he said last week. I'm not sure, but he has another one. Lamar has the ability that Jalen Hurts doesn't. But you know, and I know that Lamar won't play quarterback in the NFL, but has the speed and quickness to play wide receiver in the NFL.
None of us know, man. I mean, really, like it's.
No idea.
He looks so good through 2 weeks, and those are like, at least some of them are credible people that you're talking about there, and just like, we don't have a clue. None of us know.
Well, at least he's playing. Well, I mean, I'm waiting to anoint him in the Hall of Fame, but at least he's playing quarterback.
Okay, so you're not putting him in the Hall of Fame yet?
No, I'm not going to post anything that says he's going to be like all pro. He's not, that he's going to stink.
Okay.
I'm not going to post those yet because we'll get now. Here's one from 6 days ago, ESPN headline. Stephen A. is confident that the Antonio Brown drama is finally over.
It's gotten so much worse. Oh, he's farting in doctors' faces.
It's gotten so much worse.
So much worse. All right, give us one more. Go ahead.
Okay. In July 18th, 2013, when asked, do you think that LeBron will leave Miami? Zaslow said, yes, when he retires.
Okay, so this is cold take, cold fake?
Correct.
All right, so say it again so everyone can listen. Amber and Steve can both take a guess. Go ahead.
Someone asked, hey, Zaslow, do you think that LeBron will leave Miami? Zaslow replies, yes, when he retires.
And what year was this? You said a year.
July 2013.
All right, so this was going into his final year.
Right after they won the title.
Yeah, this is going into his final year. Right? They just went back-to-back. All right, go ahead, Amber.
I will go cold take.
You're going cold take. Steve, what are you going with, cold take or cold fake?
That's definitely a take.
Go ahead, Fred.
It's cold take.
Yeah.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
We're having a hard time finding more for this game.
Well, I'm rarely wrong, you know, so you're
yeah,
out of...
Well, I don't have the transcript. To your show.
So that's the move. And Zaslow taught me this move years ago. You give all your takes on the air.
That's right.
And you don't do any of them on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's the fool's gold when you're putting them on Twitter.
Well, I mean, I think that Steven can help.
Well, no. If someone ever asks for us to go into the audio log and get the clip, I say, screw you. I don't know what you're talking about. No. This is the playbook. This is the Zaslow playbook. I mean, come on.
When you put it in writing, that's when you get in hot water. If you just say it out loud, nobody can find it unless you listen to the podcast.
Fred, go plug something. Go ahead. Tell us something.
Use my Instagram page, Freezing Cold Takes.
What goes on there?
Because these algorithms are starting to mess with it. Not as many people are seeing it.
Okay.
They're starting to mess with the algorithms. I'm getting shadow banned.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Zuckerberg is shadow banning me.
Anything else to plug?
No.
Is the Instagram lit?
It's lit. It's on fire. It's probably the hottest page on Instagram.
All right. Take it easy, Fred. Good job.
Take care.
All right. There you go. That's Fred Siegel. He does at Old Takes Exposed on Twitter, and go check out the lit Instagram account, Freezing Cold Takes. All right. Yeah, I remember that. I do remember that. But sometimes I don't remember the cold take, cold fake, and I specifically remember that one. Yeah, excellent.
You were riding
job.
So high after that finals win, huh?
How could I not? They won 27 in a row at one point that year. All right? Game 7, they beat the Spurs. Why would I think that LeBron is going to leave before he retires? Why would anyone with a brain think that? We're all wrong.